Hello there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Tiffany.
And you may have noticed that today we are being joined by an extra special guest. Now, where is he? I kind of lost track of that guy. He's very cute. He's got beautiful black hair. And he's often hungry, so we don't want to make him angry. Have you seen? There he is. He's standing right behind us. It's the famous Taiwan Bear.
Hi, O-Bear.
Hi, O-Bear. Waving to everyone like a very good bear. So what are we going to be doing today, Tiffany?
I think we're going to actually learn more about O-Bear and who is he, of course.
Cool.
Yes.
You mean we're going to see the man inside the bear?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if we could take that off.
That's right. So we're going to have to check out our article and we'll be back with more from us and O-Bear. Yay! See you soon.
Getting to know Taiwan with O-Bear. Patricia is looking at photos from her trip around Taiwan.
I have some great photos. They're from my trips around Taiwan.
Great! But why are you standing next to a bear in most of them?
That's not just any bear. It's O-Bear!
Who is O-Bear?
O-Bear is the mascot of Taiwan's Tourism Bureau. He's so cute!
That's why he has the letter T on his body.
Yes. He also has a cute red heart on his butt.
Why is he called O-Bear?
Well, he's a Formosan black bear. In Taiwanese, O means black.
So, what's the point of this cute, chubby bear?
Let's read about O-Bear's story.
Brendan and Patricia look at the Tourism Bureau's website.
Word power!
Trip. Trip. My family and I are taking a trip to Kyoto. My family and I are taking a trip to Kyoto. Next to. Next to. My cousin is standing next to my aunt in the photo. My cousin is standing next to my aunt in the photo. Letter. Letter. The letter R comes after Q. The letter R comes after Q. Point. Point. There's no point getting angry about this. There's no point getting angry about this.
All right, so our article first starts off with an introduction to what this conversation is about.
Yes.
So it says Patricia is looking at photos from her trips around Taiwan. So a trip is like a vacation, so she went somewhere around Taiwan.
That's right. And of course, a photo is short for photograph. So she took lots of photographs or pictures on her trip. Let's see what she says. In the article, first she says, I have some great photos. They're from my trips around Taiwan. Yes, and as Tiffany mentioned, a trip is basically a journey, a voyage, when you go from one place to another place. It could be a business trip, when you're going to do business and it's not for fun, or it could be a holiday. That kind of trip is done for fun on your vacations or on your weekends. I imagine if she's taking lots of photos, she's probably on a holiday trip.
Mm-hmm.
And let's check out her example sentence, I should say. My family and I are taking a trip to Kyoto.
Ah.
My family and I are taking a trip to Kyoto, which is in Japan.
Right. Let's see what Brendan says. He says, great, but Why are you standing next to a bear in most of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he sees these photos. He's like, amazing. Okay, all your pictures are standing next to a bear. Now, next to means that you're very close to someone or something. And for example, we are standing right next to the bear as well. We're very close to the bear. Okay, for example, we could say, my cousin is standing next to my aunt in the photo. My cousin is standing next to my aunt in the photo. All right, but before that, let's first take a look at our magic box. 找亮点, most of.
Magic box. 找亮点.
Hello everyone, I'm Winnie. 今天 Magic Box 要教教大家大部分要怎么说。大部分这不管是平常在口语上啊，或是写作上都很常碰到吧。For example, 上次 Winnie 跟朋友聊天啊，就发现哇，我大部分的朋友都去过日本耶。Most of my friends have been to Japan. 我们用 most of 加名词来表示大部分。既然是大部分，一定是 more than one， 一定是比一个多嘛。So most of 后面一定会接复数名词，后接的动词就一定是复数动词啦，这个很有逻辑吧。那我们再看一下刚刚 Winnie 举的例子， Most of my friends have been to Japan. Most of my friends have been to Japan. 我是用 friends， 后面当然就是接 have been to。哇，我大多数的朋友都去过日本耶，看起来台湾跟日本真的是好朋友咯。这样如果你脑筋动得很快的话，你一定想到啊，如果名词是不可数名词呢？比如说 hair, water, milk, paper 这些没办法的数的名词，当然就当作单数咯。后面动词只能接单数动词。例如上周下大雨，结果我的包包全湿了。Most of the paper in my bag was wet. And of course, most of my hair was wet too. 所以 most of 这个句型后面接单复数动词，其实是要依照名词的形态，复数名词后面就接复数动词，不可数名词后面就接单数动词啦。这样归纳很好记了吧？ A plus magic box， 我们下次见咯。 See you next time.
Okay, and as you mentioned, next to means you're close. The opposite would be far from. If this was a real bear, I would be standing far from this real bear. But since he's a friendly, happy O-bear, I can stand next to him or close to him because he's very friendly and kind. Let's get back to the article. Patricia says, that's not just any bear, it's O-bear. So if it's not just any da-da-da, we're saying it's not a normal one of those things, it's special in some kind of way. For example, that's not just any guy playing basketball, that's my brother. There's a special connection, there's a special thing about that person or bear that we're talking about.
Right, so Brendan asks, who is O-bear? So many of you who is not too sure about who O-bear is, that's a question that Brandon is asking. So maybe let's see what Patricia says to learn more about who he is.
Okay, all right. So Patricia says, O-bear is the mascot of Taiwan's Tourism Bureau. That's fantastic. All right, a mascot basically is an animal or a cute cartoon character that represents a certain thing or group. Many sports teams have mascots, right? You'll often see someone dressed in a cool costume like a bear or a tiger or something like that, and they entertain people. They pose for pictures. You see them on t-shirts and stuff like that, and they're very, very cute, and that's exactly what Patricia says. She says, he's so cute. Oh, look at him. He's so cute. He's so, you just want to take him home. Because he's just wonderful, pretty, and small in a very cute, special kind of way. You're so cute.
All right. So Brendan then says, that's why he has the letter T on his body.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. So what does the letter T stand for? First, let's take a look at our word power word letter. L-E-T-T-E-R. This is a noun and it means a sign in writing or printing that represents a speech sound. So for example, when you're young, we learn A, B, C, D. These are all letters in the alphabet. So each letter makes a sound. Okay, we can take a look at our example sentence. The letter R comes after Q. The letter R comes after Q.
Absolutely. And of course, in English, we use 26 letters from A to Z to make up all of the words and sentences and everything else that we do when we're writing or speaking. Letters are the basic building blocks of the English language and many languages. Back to Patricia. She says, yes, he also has a cute red heart on his butt. Turn around, O-Bear. Look at that. It's very cute. It's red and it's a heart. It's that shape that we often see when we're talking about love or when it's Valentine's Day or something like that. He's got a cute little heart on his bum or his butt or his backside, as we call it.
All right, good. So the article then says, Brendan says, why is he called O-Bear? For me, I think O-Bear.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could mean something else.
Bear.
Let's see what Patricia says, or what does Patricia know?
All right. Patricia says, well, he's a Formosan black bear. All right. So that's the kind of bear that O-Bear is. If you go to the zoo, you might see a real bear who looks very similar. You see, he's got this cool white mark right on his chest, almost like a superhero or something like that. And apparently, in Taiwanese, in the Taiwanese language, O means black.
That makes sense.
Okay, so he's mostly black, which in the Taiwanese language, I'm sure many of you know that language, O is the word for black. So he's O-Bear or black bear, as we would say in English. Now, Brendan has a really good question. He says, so what's the point of this cute, chubby bear? Now, a point is something you might think of when you're talking about a pencil or a knife. It's something very sharp like that, right? The point of the pencil is what you write with. But this is not that kind of point. The point we're talking about here is the purpose or the reason or the goal of something. For example, what is the point of going to the gym? Well, the point is to exercise and become stronger. What is the point of studying before a test? To learn more, to pass the test. That's why you are doing that action or why you are doing that thing. All right. For example, we could say there's no point getting angry about this. There's no point getting angry about this. It won't change anything. There's no reason to be angry. So what is the point of the O-Bear? Well, let's find out more.
All right. So Patricia then says, let's read about O-Bear's story. So there's actually a nice story behind it. So I wonder what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what they do to find information, like many people, they go to the internet. So it says, Brendan and Patricia look at the Tourism Bureau's website, right? They're online on the internet finding out more about our good new friend O-Bear.
Yes.
And we're going to be back with more from him and us after this short break. Wow, so this is really exciting. I have never been so close to a real bear before.
Me too. Usually if I see a real bear, someone not as cute as this, we're usually going to run away.
That's right.
But O-Bear is actually really helpful because he is, I think, promoting a lot of things in Taiwan, like where we can travel and what we can see. Yeah, so what do you usually do if you are overseas or you're traveling somewhere? What do you use to find out places to go or places to eat?
Well, just like with Brendan and Patricia, going on a website is a great thing to do. You can find lots of good suggestions for places to stay, places to eat, and of course, fun things to do. Mm-hmm. And another good idea is to keep your eye out for mascots like O-Bear. They can really point you in the right direction. You can find all the famous places, and you can often get extra information mm-hmm. at any place where you see a picture of a mascot like O-Bear for Taiwan. In Japan, of course, almost every city and town has their own mascot. And who can forget the famous mascots that we might see in Disneyland or somewhere like that with, you know, Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and those kinds of guys. So mascots are really good things to remember when you're traveling because they can point you in the right direction and get you to the places tourists like you and us mm-hmm. are most interested in.
Yeah. For me, actually, I like to stay a little bit traditional sometimes, mm-hmm. and I like to buy travel books.
Oh,
yeah, because
okay.
then I can read a little bit about the history of the country or the city that I'm visiting.
Very
and
true.
To also see maybe, you know, what's been around for so many times. So, like, I guess, like, more local stuff.
That's
which you
right.
can also find online as well. But then
absolutely.
Sometimes I like reading a book.
Mm-hmm. Very, very true. And, of course, mascots can also tell you a little bit about the culture, the history, and the natural world in the place that you are. Now, I know most of us spend our time in the cities of Taiwan, like Taipei, Taichung, Kaohsiung, exciting places like that. Would you find bears in those places? Probably not. So it's nice to know that someone like O-Bear is telling us about the beautiful natural areas we have of Taiwan, where you can still find real bears just like O-Bear. Not many of them, but they are out there. So we have to remember that, protect them, and protect the natural places that they live, or O-Bear will be the last one left, and that would be so sad. We want more O-Bears, don't we? So remember that when you're looking at a mascot. It is a cute little cartoon character, but it also represents a real animal with some real problems in this modern world that we live in.
Yeah, so I guess what we'll do is, you know what, stay tuned, because mm-hmm. on the second day, we're going to learn more about O-Bear and his history.
Is he coming back?
I hope so.
Yay! High five, O-Bear! Yay! That's cool.
So don't forget to stay tuned because me, Mike, and O-Bear will be here for day two.
Mm-hmm. As long as he doesn't eat us first. He wouldn't do that. He's very friendly. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you for liking all of my Facebook posts.
Thank you for liking all of my Facebook posts.
LB妈妈,LB妈妈,LB妈妈. 天哪,我妈怎么在我Facebook上面连续点了一排赞啊? 我的天哪,相信各位都有这样的经验吧? Facebook的每一个贴文,每一张照片都有妈妈。 大力的赞，而且是一则不漏。不过其实这些都是因为我们是妈妈的心肝宝贝，所以才有这样关心我们的表现喽。那今天的小聚会一样继续我们母亲节的经典语录，要教给大家的是 ，Thank you for liking all of my Facebook posts. 谢谢你总是在我的脸书上面点赞啦，谢谢妈妈总是当个最死忠的粉丝，对不对？好的。 大家还记得我们上次教过的 Thanks for teaching me how to never pay for dinner 吗? 上次是用 thanks for 这次句子里面使用的是 thank you for 但其实他们的意思是一样的哦 用法也是都是在 for 后面接上名词 或是 VING 好那回到句子里面的 like 其实它原本在脸书上面当名词使用是赞这个字 但我们也可以像这次小聚会把它当成动词使用 指的就是点赞这个动作咯。所以你可以说 please click the like button or please like my post 拜托帮我点个赞啦。那 post 这边指的是贴文的意思哦。我好朋友啊超爱这样跟我说的。好，其实我自己也很爱，好不好？ Come on， 大家身边都有很 care 赞数的人吧。好，我们最后再来练习一下今天的小聚会。Thank you for liking all of my Facebook posts。 赶快趁母亲节的时候对你的 big fan forever which is of course your mom 赶快对她说说看吧。A-Flat小聚会 See you next time
Thank you for liking all of my Facebook posts
Thank you for liking all of my Facebook posts. Getting to know Taiwan with O'Bear.
Patricia is looking at photos from her trip around Taiwan.
I have some great photos. They're from my trips around Taiwan.
Great! But why are you standing next to a bear in most of them?
That's not just any bear. It's O'Bear!
Who is O'Bear?
O'Bear is the mascot of Taiwan's Tourism Bureau. He's so cute!
That's why he has the letter T on his body.
Yes. He also has a cute red heart on his butt.
Why is he called O'Bear?
Well, he's a Formosan black bear. In Taiwanese, O means black.
So, what's the point of this cute, chubby bear?
Let's read about O'Bear's story.
Brendan and Patricia look at the Tourism Bureau's website. Trip. Trip. My family and I are taking a trip to Kyoto. My family and I are taking a trip to Kyoto. Next to. Next to. My cousin is standing next to my aunt in the photo. My cousin is standing next to my aunt in the photo. Letter. Letter. The letter R comes after Q. The letter R comes after Q. Point. Point. There's no point getting angry about this. There's no point getting angry about this.